the environment both sets children up for success and supports that success when it occurs. Children learn by doing, and so they need environments that have the appropriate kinds of materials available for them to demonstrate the wonderful skills that they have and to learn the skills that they need to learn to be successful in future environments. Environments consist of the things in the environment, the people in the environment, and the tone of the environment. So we can have an environment that is supportive because children feel safe to explore and to try things that they're not sure of because they know there's going to be a supportive adult there to help them if they need the help. The three discrete components of a well-designed early childhood environment, the temporal, social, and physical environments, really do not stand alone. They're like ingredients in a well-designed recipe. You don't want too much of one, but the absence of another could potentially ruin the whole recipe. You want to make sure that children have access to a well-designed and challenging physical environment. Things are in the environment that the child with the most challenges in your classroom can do independently, and your highest achieving child is still challenged by something in the environment. But at the same time, that environment, without the warm support of a teacher, is limited. You want a social environment in which children have positive regard from their teacher and high-quality interactions with their peers, but that, in isolation, is also not enough. The same goes for a well-designed temporal environment. You want to make sure that children have the opportunity every day to play outside, to be active, and at the same time to have opportunities to practice skills such as writing and coloring and cutting that will help them be successful in future environments. These three kinds of environments are intertwined in a way that you really can't take apart, and you don't want to take apart. They complement each other, and they help children learn to explore and to achieve and to succeed. And that's really all we can ask from any high-quality early learning environment.